May a husband listen to his wife sing. Quite often in a home, the wife chooses to exercise her vocal cords with splendid sing-like music, either during the time of singing Zmiris on a Shabbos table, or for the sake of lullaby to soothe a crying child, or mere out of joy, habit, and skill. Now the question is asked, may the husband be around when the wife is doing so? May the wife do so when her husband is there? So regarding this matter, there's a differentiation in halacha in the case that a woman is pure versus impure during nida time, and as well during times that the husband is davening or learning Torah. During pure times when the husband is not involved in davening or learning Torah, there is no problem whatsoever for him to hear his wife sing for whatever reason she wants in whatever case. However, if he is in the midst of davening or learning Torah, the Gemara brings that kol shebeisha erva, the voice of a woman, referring to her singing voice, is considered rabbinically an erva, a matter that can drive and bring immoral thoughts, and therefore it is forbidden for one to daven or learn while listening to a woman's voice of singing. As writes the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch 75.3 and the Alter Rebbe in 75.6 in Aruch Chaim, based on the ruling of the Rishonim. And as the Ramah writes, and later on the Alter Rebbe concludes, that this applies even to one's wife. Whether she's pure or impure doesn't matter. During davening and learning, one must have his mind paying attention to God and what he is doing, and he can't involve any immoral thoughts within it, even if they're caused by his wife. Furthermore, during the periods of impurity, the Nida times, it's forbidden for a husband to hear his wife sing any time of the day. Just as it is forbidden for him to hear any woman sing due to Kalisha. And therefore, the wife is to avoid singing if her husband can hear her voice. So rule the Achrein in the Pesrei Tshuva, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Lecha V'Simla Ben Yishchai, and others. And although there are Peskim who argue on this, practically this is the main approach and main opinion. Now that we have the general rule, let's discuss some particular cases. May a wife sing a lullaby to soothe her baby to sleep if her husband is around? So during times of purity, obviously this is not a problem. If her husband is not in the midst of davening or learning, or during times of nida, it is forbidden for her to do so if the husband is around and can hear her. Although the Ben Ish Chai writes that in a time of need that the baby's crying cannot be soothed in another manner, then she may do so even during the nida times, even if her husband is around. However, ideally her husband should try to leave the room or close his ears to avoid hearing her voice. Regarding singing Zmiris, may a wife sing Zmiris together with her husband on the Shabbos table? So during times of nida, this is obviously forbidden, as is understood from the Chayk Yaakov, Yosef Eimetz, Ber Sheva, and other Paiskim. And this applies even if she's singing with other members of the family or other guests. Still forbidden for her to sing because her husband hears also her voice. However, during times of purity, the implication is that it is permitted for her to sing Zmiris, even though there are words with a Torah connotation being said by her, as this is not considered learning Torah. Nonetheless, some write that she should avoid singing Zmiris that contain psukim or that mention Hashem's name. May a husband listen to a wife play musical instruments, so this is permitted during all times, as only her voice is considered her an erva and not piano and the like. However, some Peskin, the Minchas Yitzchak in volume 7, writes that in a case that she's doing it for the sake of her husband on his behalf, then it should be avoided during the times of impurity.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.